Hello and welcome to SEN number 161. And man, I'm so glad we're recording tonight because the last 2 weeks it has been crazy in Houston. On the eve of
Wait, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh yeah.
You always forget that. I'm
Yeah.
Ryan.
Can everybody stand up and say your name and then say something that you like? Rex?
I'm Ryan, I like memes.
I'm Rex and I like ice cream that's not Arctic
I'm
Zero.
Jesus and I also like memes.
I'm Andrea and I really like ice cream.
So this show is about memes and ice cream.
Yeah.
It's called Space City Ice Memes.
Ice meme.
Oh my god.
Thank you for that, Rex.
Oh man.
Stop. Well, wait and listen. Ice cream's back with a meme edition.
Let's get on with the show. Sorry.
A couple days ago, someone reactivated their account on Facebook and started posting stuff on their personal one. And then we all got a notification that said Space City Comic Con changed their name to Fandom Galaxy.
Yeah, they had a really like cheesy ass logo and everything. It was
Terrible.
and like and like and everyone was like, "What the hell is this?"
Like
And everyone.
almost instantaneously, like right at, I swear, right after I got the notification, the internet exploded. I say
Yeah.
the internet, my Facebook feed exploded because.
So for y'all who don't know, Fandom Space City Comic Con is a convention that happened. First of all,
Last
I don't want to
year.
get too deep. I don't want to get too deep into the whole of the names and Houston Con, whatever. But last year, screwed over a bunch of people. They had Sons of Anarchy didn't pay them. They didn't really show up. A bunch of people did not get any refunds. It was a clusterfuck of a con. And then it kind of fizzled out. Comic Palooza happened. They rescued, quote unquote, the Sons of Anarchy. It was like great for a Comic Palooza to do that. And then we kind of forgot about it, and they reactivated it to Fandom Galaxy, and we're like, what the fuck is this shame of a con back again?
Also, they like scammed people so bad that national media outlets that didn't just cover like nerd culture things were covering it.
And
It was ridiculous.
also, they still owe the DJ I brought to Galveston some money.
And
Yep, when it was
that one
called
was
the
like
Houston Con.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, they never paid him, which sucks. He was like, okay. And it was funny because the organizer of the con was like, hey, Jesus, I need a DJ for the following year. And I'm like, well, I have someone, like same guy, but you'd have to pay him. And then he's like,
And he was
okay.
like, no.
No, he's like, okay, we'll ask him how much. And I hear him how much, and Hiram was like, well, let's just double my rates this time so he can pay me what he owes me. And then
Okay, that's fair.
yeah, that's
Yeah,
fair. It's like,
that's
so then I went back and I told him, and he's like, okay, that's fine. A week before the show, he's like, hey, tell your friend not to worry about it because I got this brony dude who's gonna DJ for me. And
For
so
free.
for free, yeah.
Yeah,
And
but
you
anyway,
get what you pay for, because man, I think we've all seen the BronyCon video from Houston a few years ago.
yeah. Well, not only that, see, Hiram's an excellent DJ.
Well,
Yeah,
he's too big to play at cons now.
now, yeah.
Yeah, he's blown up quite a bit over the last couple of years.
Yeah, remember, what was it, that Game of Thrones guy we were all dancing around with?
Milos.
Hodor.
No, Milos. But that was fun. Anyways, so they reactivated their account, and I don't know, I think all of us are part of that group. There's a secret society on Facebook that judges comic conventions, and we're all in it, and man, everybody was just like, whoa, what is this?
It's literally like if you go through like a park and then you just like, oh, I dropped some bread and then birds converged on it. That is literally what happened.
No,
And they began
it's more
tearing it
like
up apart.
you walk into a park covered in bird seed, and then you expect birds to just come flocking at you because that's what's going to happen.
No. Mine is more apt because they start tearing it apart.
Yeah, the pigeons will tear you apart if you're wearing like a bird suit seed.
You are taking this joke way too far. Let's just go with the original joke. But anyway, they tore it up.
Yeah, everybody started investigating everything. The next morning, Fandom Galaxy ended up saying, "Hey, we're not Space City Comic Con. This is a completely different venture from out of state. We were promised we're going to do things different." Nobody believed it.
Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. And then
it's your bullshit.
And then someone looked up public records. I forgot what they looked at. It's just the Texas State public records,
it's
right?
It's for a business registration, I think.
Or trademark. And lo and behold, yes, the trademark registration was from an out-of-state or foreign LLC.
It's literally called foreign LLC.
Well, no. I was reading about that, and when it says foreign LLC, it just means that it's an out-of-state LLC.
It's a shell company.
And so it was from Delaware, which someone else... It was really funny because whenever all this stuff started happening, the internet turns into, like, trademark experts, and everybody was dropping links and stuff about what was going on. And so in Delaware...
It's called a hive mind.
In Delaware, it's so, so easy to start a new LLC. And not have a lot of restrictions. So the person that signed the permit here in Texas was George Comets, the dude that did Space City Comic Con.
Space City Comic Con. So yeah. So everyone know that they're the same. I actually didn't really think about this until earlier, but I was actually really upset that they think that they could just, let's take quote-unquote take over all the social media. We're not really them, and we'd believe them.
And
like, that is just like, what do they think of us? We think that we're just gonna believe y'all? I am so upset.
It made me really mad. That was the first thing my brain went to, is like, wow, he thinks we're all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to be fair to him, like, it's really hard to be fair to him, but he's gotten away with it. Like, he's gotten away with it how many times over how many years now?
Three or four times.
Yeah.
He's not going to get away this time.
Yeah, not at all. But, man, like, I could see how he could think, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to tell them this, and it reeked of desperation. Like, it reeks of desperation so hard. But,
and if you're a new company, you start a new social media. There's so much baggage on this.
You'd have to be like completely stupid. Well, obviously, like given who we're talking about, but yeah, like it's against Facebook's terms of service to like buy profiles like that, even though people do it all the time. So I mean, like they was probably gonna get shut down anyway.
Yeah, it's
someone was gonna report it.
Yeah. So Fandom Galaxy, you done fucked up. You're dumb. We can see through you. Yeah, you're.
Thanks for all the memes.
Thanks for all the memes. The memes have been pretty lit. It was fantastic.
I like the entirety of the comment section where it was just people posting like popcorn.
Yeah.
Because Lord, I think everybody here commented on. Even Drea commented on there.
Multiple times.
But
it's.
I think. I don't even know. It's like I heard the number was over $500,000 that Space City Comic Con ended up with last year.
Ran away with it. Fuck you.
Man.
Fuck you.
And honestly, the dude actually moved down to where I am. He moved from Katy down to Clear Lake after the whole debacle. I ran into him at Specs.
Yeah, I want to know.
Cheap beer.
I want to know what he did with the money.
Like, I mean, how's it Clear Lake?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but I'm sure he had, like...
Maybe he has two houses.
The whole thing one
in Delaware.
Somebody said they were going to, like, move their family... Like, he was going to move his family to Greece or something, like, in the comments. I don't even know anymore.
Like, how can you recover as a person from something like that?
How can you be such a shitty person to do that not once, not twice, not thrice, four times.
Like, yeah, four or five times, like.
And then just disappear.
Yes.
And then try and do it again, like nothing ever happened. And then be like, oh, we're a different company, but we bought the blah, 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 blah.
Like, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
I try to be, like, as empathetic towards everyone as I possibly can, but I cannot even, like, put myself in this guy's shoes. Like, it's just completely, completely beyond me.
This is kind of the type of... This is the type of bullshit you do on the next town over. Don't do it again.
Here in yeah, town. Like, you do it, you skip town, you keep doing it, and even then, eventually, probably gonna get caught. Yeah, the same city four or five times. Really, George? Fucking really, like...
I'm on his Facebook page. I'm trying to find out anything. But, yeah, he has nothing posted. You can still post on it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we've been releasing a bunch of memes. I'm going to say that, you know, I'm responsible for some of them. And, yeah. I was doing that just to get people to know about it. Because it does this whole thing, people deserve to know about it and not get scammed. Like, hundreds of people that got scammed last year. I am, like, so distraught because it looks fucking bad in our city. Our city needs so much work to look good on an international and national stage. And this type of bullshit just fucking ruins our city.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really does. And not only that, but, like, comic conventions and stuff, it's a growing market. A lot of people are just now discovering this market and are like, hey, I want to go to these things. And if their first convention, something like a Space City Con or a fucking Fandom Galaxy or whatever, like, that's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth, and it's going to ruin the entire convention experience for them forever, which is what happened at that last one with the fucking Sons of Anarchy guys. Like, people went there for their first convention, and the whole experience, they don't want to go to anymore.
Well, that's why the Tourist Bureau or whatever bought out Comic or. Like, put some money into Comicpalooza because it was running well.
Yeah.
It's owned by the city. It's run by the Houston First Initiative, which is an initiative that's supposed to beautify and make Houston a more attractive city. And they are part of that.
I do think it's funny, though, that a lot of the Space City supporters were butthurt about Space City Comic-Con being... Or they sued them for the word Space City Comic-Con. And I understand that, though, because as a... If they are the representatives of the city, you don't want something saying it represents Houston in the name.
And isn't that lawsuit did not come from Comicpalooza? It came from the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came from the actual, like, city itself. I want to say the Board of Tourism was in on it, too.
You can't fight City Hall.
Yeah, like, the amount of butthurt, like, public butthurt, and then, like, on the staff, like, former and current Fandom Galaxy or Space City Con staff, like, the amount of butthurt coming from them is just so hilarious. And, man, I don't want to, like, stereotype, but I'm gonna stereotype and be pretty prejudiced, like, right now.
Go for it.
All these guys are fucking, like, old white conservative dudes. Like, all of them. And I'm not surprised. They're fucking, like, neckbeards complaining about, like, the triggered liberal snowflakes and the SJWs and, like, and it's not surprising. And what's really not surprising to me at all is George Comets' like, fucking personal Facebook profile is, if you look at it and you're not friends with him, all you're going to see is a picture of himself and a bunch of religious pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And guys like that, like, I know from personal experience I grew up in that culture, guys like that are always fucking shitheads. Just in the last year.
Looking at him. That's terrible.
Just in the last year from people that I knew personally, a guy that was a dean at the church I grew up in got arrested for raping a 14-year-old student that he was teaching. And then another guy I grew up with that I hadn't talked to in, like, 2 years, like, fucking propositioned me to, like, be his dom. Like, these people aren't good. Like, they're not good. And they, like, you need to be wary of people that are that, like, waving it around. I know plenty of, like, religious people that are good, but if they're going to be, like, plastering it fucking everywhere, that's the one thing all these guys have in common, is that they make it their fucking... their whole fucking identity, and it's always... You can't trust people like that.
Nope.
And that's my controversial soapbox for the night.
You should trust people who plaster their wall with memes.
Yes. Actually, honestly, like, yeah, if I go to someone's, like, Facebook page and I just see, like, weird memes all over it, I'm gonna trust them way more than somebody that just has, like, Bible quotes and, like, yeah.
So.
Be wary. Infinite forgiveness, like, I'll say this from personal experience, too. Infinite forgiveness will make you do some fucked up shit.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, if you... basically, if you pray to Jesus, it all goes away and you're forgiven. And okay. Yeah.
No thanks. No probe. Yeah.
That's my soapbox for tonight.
So, yeah, steer clear from Phantom Galaxy if it continues. I mean, I don't think it will.
Yeah, it looks like the internet tore them apart like vultures.
So fast. Not really
vultures, but so fast. So I will be surprised if they can come bounce back from this. If they do, you know, we'll be here to report it.
You know, honestly, like, it blows my fucking mind. They could have put the wool over everyone's eyes so much easier if you had just made a new Facebook page. It's not that hard if you're, like, promising a convention and stuff and you have, like, actual content. People will like it because they want to be, like, hip and cool with, like, whatever cool thing is happening. They could have gotten that many likes in, like, a month, possibly more likes than that in a month, and could have avoided this whole situation, and he could have gotten away with it. What the fuck?
Yes, and Phantom Galaxy, as we were talking about earlier, it's not a half bad name, and people will look like Phantom Galaxy. That sounds like nothing like Houston Comics, Houston Con, or the Space City Comic Con. This is, must be a new legit con.
And, like, the logo, like, I know we were talking shit on, like, the logo and the art stuff earlier. Like, it's bad, but there have been, I'm not gonna name names, but there have been cons with much worse graphic design recently.
BetaCon?
Dude.
BetaCon.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we did all the graphic design. Although a lot of it was purposely shitty. And it's hard to make things purposely shitty, though.
Speaking of purposely shitty, we have a panel coming up. And it's not purposeful shit. It's very good.
It is the best
panel. It's the best panel. So if you are, like, you like podcasts, you listen to Serial, you listen to SM Town. Not SM Town. That's a fucking K-pop band. whatever, that new one, that Something Town, or This American Life. And
Lazy Town?
Only podcasts I listen to are Retronauts and that awful sound in This American Life.
Yeah.
We don't know.
If you like any of those, or you want to start your own, Space City Nerd is there to provide you with the quintessential information for podcasting.
I mean, little do you guys know that when we record these things, we are inside of our mansions. We bought a block, and with all the Patreon money that we make, we bought a block, like, in a street block.
Yeah.
And we have special mansions that we each go in to record.
Yeah.
So. I'm sitting in a hot tub right now, and I've got a boom mic, like, over the hot tub, angled.
I'm actually upside down in my gravity boots right now, you guys. But yeah, podcasting, please, you'll like it. You will, if you're even curious about podcasting, please come to a pod. It's a room 317C?
Yes.
317C.
4:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes. Saturday,
They may tell you there's other podcast panels around that time. This is the only one that matters.
Yes, this is the only one that matters. We're actually the most diverse. We're probably more diverse than
Because that's the thing. The other podcast panel this year, like, the big main one that they always do is diversity in podcasting. I'm just going to throw this out there. I believe that we're the only podcast on that panel that has... mixed genders on their podcast staff, and also I believe Ryan might be the only Asian between the in the entire podcast program. I'm not positive.
We also have a bilingual female.
We do.
I'm a bilingual Asian.
We're not like, because a lot of shows are like segregated, like we're just men and we're just women, and I'm pretty sure like there's no like mixed gender show on that panel, but we have girls sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not even white girls.
We have girls when they're done doing Becky's. Their makeup.
Yeah, we don't have no Becky's.
Becky's.
No Becky's.
Yeah, so I kind of found it funny that we weren't invited to the diversity podcast, but whatever.
We're too diverse. So just come to our podcast. It's actually, when you see the podcast for diversity, just stop one room before and turn to ours.
What if it's ours after? Ours is going to be the one where there's a sign that says 18 and up only on the door, and someone will be at the door checking IDs. That's how you know that's ours, because you are not allowed to come in without a valid ID that says that you're 18 or older, so we're going to be checking everyone, especially the children.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you are a child,
we will check your ID.
Have a legitimate ID that says you're 18 and up. It doesn't have to like have your name or your face, but for legal purposes,
18 and up.
Yeah. For legal purposes, you have to be 18 and up, because there's some things in the panel that you don't need to see.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to go to a boring old thing about, let's talk about diversity? What is it, Sesame Street? We're like Sesame Street, but on HBO.
Sesame Street is on HBO.
Yeah, but theirs is on PBS.
We're like the Sesame Street on HBO, and they're not even Sesame Street. They're fucking, cartoons that they make in, like, India. And they have, like, Elsa farting on Spider-Man's face, but it's supposed to be for, like, kids. Like, I sat there and watched those for a full day the other day, and they go to some weird, fat material-y places, like...
Have you seen the, at work, I was watching this kid, like, watch YouTube videos... And he was watching some guy play with, like, Thomas Tank Engine's toys, but making up a story with it. I'm like, what? It's like this grown man playing with toys, and I went and looked it up. Those people have, like, millions of views.
Oh, yeah, no, it's really popular.
Because you could just, you know, stick your kid in front of it and they'll watch it.
Yeah, like, parents don't monitor what their kids do, and then they wonder why their, like, kids are fucking, like, farting in each other's faces. And,
yeah.
Like...
The only time I would like to watch Thomas the Tank Engine is either, one, it's a Skyrim mod, and two, they're fucking each other. Other than that, I don't give a shit.
One time, a couple of years ago, I got really, really stoned and watched Thomas the Tank Engine, and it was horrifying, and I haven't been able to watch it again. That, and... And Gumby, like, Gumby...
Gumby is such a shit show.
I loved Gumby so much, and then I watched it high, and I have never been able to go back to it, because it was horrifying.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, so don't watch Gumby when you're high, I guess.
Top five things to watch now you're not high. Number one, Gumby. Number two, Evangelion.
I've done that one. You know, it's good. It was actually good.
We've all seen Guardians of the Galaxy, though, but if they put that loop of them going through space, through the jumps, and their eyeballs are all, like, weird.
Yeah.
If you put that, like, on a 10-hour loop and watch it while high.
Oh, you fucked that
I
up.
I think that would loop.
Oh, anything on a 10-hour loop when you're high.
And I mean, just if you watch, like, that for 10 minutes, I think the eyeballs going everywhere.
Yes, that's fantastic. So what do y'all think about Guardians, by the way?
I love it. I liked it better than the first one. I'm the worst judge when it comes to this thing, because we all know how I feel about comic book films. I don't particularly like. I don't particularly like Hollywood action movies in general. But Guardians of the Galaxy, for whatever reason, the first one, like, struck a chord. Well, I know why it struck a chord in me. I'm a really big fan of the guy that, like, writes and directs them, James Gunn. He used to work for Troma. And I'm a huge fan of Troma. I like anything that's just like trashy fucking shit.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet,
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is the first thing he's done since he left Troma that I feel like really captures what his work for Troma was like. like, the dialogue, and it really, like, worries me that, like, the next movie with those characters in it is not written by him, because they all kind of, like, they have that distinctive, like, James Gunn voice. Like, I don't trust anybody else to write that kind of, like, snappy dialogue like that, because, and I mean, it's even happening now. Telltale's putting out a Guardians of the Galaxy game that's, like, an adventure game, and the dialogue is just way too try hard, and I feel like that's what Infinity Gauntlet or whatever is going to be like. Like, it's just going to be too try hard to be quirky, and especially after Guardians of the Galaxy 1 came out, a lot of, like, Hollywood action movies and a lot of, like, media just in general really tried to, like, ape.
It's going to be Whedon-esque.
Yeah, it's going to be Whedon-esque. It's going to be really bad, and yeah, it's just, it does not, you can't force quirky, because that's the thing, like, when James Gunn is sitting there trying to write this thing, like, he's not trying to be quirky, he's writing in his own voice, and it's like our panel this weekend, we didn't try to be quirky, we made that in our own voice, and oh boy, it's gonna be fun for you guys. But
please drop by.
You don't understand, like, people are going to be watching it and just like, wow, this is trash, and I'm going to be there the whole time. You don't know how long it took me to hone this aesthetic. It took a decade for me to figure out how to make things this shitty.
When you walk into Comicpalooza, you get your program, go to Saturday 4:30, podcasting in the internet age. Circle that, put it on your phone, put it in your memory, be there.
I think
I'll give you a hug. I'll give HW a hug.
Yeah.
After you get a ID thingy.
I think this panel compared to last year's is going to be our Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, yeah.
We put a lot more emotion into it, you know?
Andrea's our baby Groot.
Oh, man, this is going to be good. I can't wait.
I'm excited.
I hope we have as many people as we did last time.
Me too.
I've
gotten a lot of positive feedback on that flyer, and that makes me really happy, because I spent way too long on that flyer for something that just looks like garbage that somebody, like, slapped together in 5 minutes. But that's the thing, like, going back to what we were talking about earlier, like, making something, like, it takes a lot more brain power and it takes a lot more time to make something, like, really shitty that's, like, enjoyably shitty. And I don't think people realize that.
Yeah, it's the Saints Row theory that it takes so much work and smarts to make something look really dumb. Because if you don't have that smarts and you don't have that, you will make a mediocre game. And it won't be dumb, it won't be silly, it would be subpar average, it's forgettable.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I hope that lady comes back, though.
Me too.
The one that left. Like, now, she learned how to internet from us last time, and now she'll learn how to podcast and then run away halfway through.
Yeah.
God, if she's, like, in jail for looking at, like, cheese pizza, I don't feel bad about a lot of things that I do, but I would feel pretty bad about that.
Well, if we told her what it was, she's the one that walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Please don't also walk out. We have something very special to tell you about that toward the end.
Oh my god. Very you awesome. Won't even
it's really special got information.
The secrets of the universe and financial gain will be yours if you sit through our panel.
Well,
like Guardians of the Galaxy, our panel, we're going to have 6 end credit new things.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And then, of course, speaking of Comicpalooza, it's always a good time. Always
one of our favorite cons, yes.
Yeah, it is, like, out of, like, okay, so it's not I can't say that on this show. This is the Comicpalooza show. Anyways, what I was going to say is I look forward to Comicpalooza every year.
I don't think we've missed a Comicpalooza ever since, like, you know, like 5-6 years ago.
I'd rather cut my balls off than miss Comicpalooza. I'm sorry I almost said something negative earlier. Carrie, don't take away my badge. I can't say mean things about you till I'm already in the convention.
Oh man. But no, it's always a blast. Unfortunately, this year we're not having a party. It's fine.
We're having a party, but none of you are invited.
Yeah.
Actually, it is my birthday weekend, so I want to go drink some micheladas and beers. So,
hey, if you want, if you are the panel with us and just want to hang out afterwards, yes. But yeah, we are going to be at that panel right after us, so you just have to hang out with us first.
Oh, God, can we talk about the panel real quick and our theories as to what the guy that's running the panel looks like?
If you want.
Man, so, God, I keep forgetting the name of the panel,
it's
Ryan.
One second. It's something about navigating the modern
navigating
era.
As an for intellectuals, but they did intellectuals with like an apostrophe before the S.
Yes.
And it's real bad.
Yeah, it's navigating modern American culture for intellectuals with an apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Maybe they cut it off. Maybe they
for intellectuals,
else.
What, Elkin? But anyway.
It sounds like a fucking, like, thread from our Red Pill or our incels. Like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was reading it, and it sounds like a kind of like, hey, you know, we're... And it's actually ran by an IT professional that has that self-proclaimed to have become very social.
Yep.
So, we'll be a judge of that. You know, we are one of the most outgoing nerds. I mean, you know what? I don't like that word anymore because everyone is like, I'm a nerd.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, this is a conversation we've had a lot, like, in our group chat. Like, I honestly don't feel like I qualify as a nerd anymore.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is, like, everyone is like, oh, I like Star Wars. Congratulations. You're not a nerd. That's, like, well-liked franchises. I love Marvel. Oh, yeah, it makes billions of dollars a year.
Yeah, exactly.
It's I guess so. We'll see. It'll be fun.
I don't know. I feel like a fake nerd boy most of the time. Like,
the thing is, we're into things that are way more obscure, I guess you could say.
Like memes.
Yeah, like memes.
Yeah, like memes. Also, I was looking at this guy's credentials. He's been at music events and stuff like that.
I want to know, like what kind of music events he's talking about, because as somebody who's attended, put a lot of money into hosting a lot of quote-unquote music events, nobody calls them music events. Like...
Hello, hey Rex, would you kindly want to go to my music event this fortnight?
Oh, God. I'm hosting a music event in my house. We bought a keg and we're... It's a weeknight, so we're not going to be up too late, but, God, a music event. No one fucking said... That's my personal, like... Personal soapbox number two, I guess. Like, no one fucking calls them music events. Yes.
Come to my music events, and we will drink a drum of ale.
Oh, God.
He's appeared at events from the music industry to the comic convention community.
I mean, we've done that.
Yeah, that's all things we've done.
Music industry, comic conventions, we've done that.
One of our
comedy festivals, yeah.
Yes, we were at comedy festivals. We were using whatever fest.
Yeah, we did that.
That was fun, though.
That was good. I want to do, like, another, like, I want to do something like our panel, but, like, somewhere not at a comic convention where I think it will be better received one day.
Yes. All right.
Cool. Oh man, we're in a medium room. Holy shit.
What? Yes.
So the diversity and podcasting panel is in a small room.
Ha!
And we're in a medium room.
So if there's no room for you in the diversity panel just because it's too many it's full of too many white people, you come to our panel.
Wow. We're gonna have actual minorities there, so you will feel safe.
Yes. So hashtag safe. We're the sanctuary room.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. God.
How did we get a panel again? We're horrible people.
Yeah,
this is why we got a panel. But
I think they didn't read what we proposed either.
I honestly don't think. Yeah, they copy pasted it. I don't think they read anybody's things, and I think they gave out rooms at random.
Yeah,
because I honestly thought when they were like, "Hey, when do you want to do the panel?" And usually, adult panels are saved till after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, meh, whatever. They're gonna give us a slot after 7, so let's do this.
And we did a panel last year at 7 o'clock, and it was perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The adult panels start at 7.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of them this year, from what I noticed, though. I have a feeling some of the adult panels got shoved in during the day, like we did, because they didn't realize that there were gonna be adult panels.
We put 18 and up on it, but you know.
Yeah. There we go. And they included, I love how they included in the description, like, it was a literal copy-paste. Editor's note, this is an 18 and up panel.
Yeah. Here's your sign. Here's your tape.
Man.
What are the other panels?
The adult panels?
Yeah.
There's one about fanfic.
There's a Cards Against Humanity thing, but I'm like...
Yeah.
At this point, I don't think that's adult anymore. I've done that with, like, kids.
Beyond Shonen and Shoujo?
I want to say I saw something about like a BDSM erotica writing panel.
Oh god, look at
that. That could be fun.
That seems more appropriate.
Dragon Ball versus Naruto. That's after 7 o'clock.
That's my favorite adult panel.
Oh man, is that the orgy part 2?
Oh god.
The continuation of the orgy.
They have a Dragon Ball orgy in one corner of the room. They have a Naruto orgy in the other side of the room. And the people that actually go to the panel get to judge the orgies on various different things. And then the winner gets to keep having an orgy in the panel room while the loser doesn't get... The people on the losing team don't get to come.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't get to come. Yeah.
Yep. All right,
that works because the people that partaking in the orgy wouldn't, like, come instantaneously or anything. I'm sorry, nerds.
So I'm sorry, nerds.
So this all goes down Saturday at 4:30. We do have a live podcast on Sunday
at 3. Sunday at 3, yeah, we'll post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/spacingthenerd. So
yeah.
Check that out. So for information on our panel, it's 371C. I think I misspoke earlier, at 4:30 p.m. And then we'll update you on our podcast if you want to say hi.
Yep.
And yeah.
I think we're gonna keep it short because we have to go prepare for this weekend. I think
I have to be at work in like 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, Rex needs to make that money so he can go to the con.
Spend it at the con.
I'm off for 8 days after this. I'm so excited.
You should just call in tomorrow.
I would if I, like, the thing about what I do now is if I don't come into work, they can't open the store.
Wow, you're important.
So...
Wait, Marky Ramone is going to be there?
Yeah.
He's always there. Oh. Every year.
I did not know that. All right. Well, on behalf of myself.
Before Ryan, we go, RIP Robert Miles.
And also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Robert Miles passed away about 5 hours ago. He's a 90s EDM, 90s, early 2000 EDM artist. Sorry, man. Well, I'm going to listen to Children.
Yeah,
after this podcast.
Can we play Children at the end? Yeah, we're going to play Children at the end.
Do, do,
do, do.
Yes.
Also, I was going to say, if you want to be friends with Marky Ramone at Comic Palooza, ask him about his great band Osaka Popstar from the early 2000s. Just do it. It'll be funny. Okay. Just do it.
Just do it. And record it.
It'll be funny. Record it. It's funny.
Send it to us.
He loves it when you ask him about it. Jerry Only was in it, too. If that tells you anything.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for us for this week. Come see us again on Saturday. Remember, we're on the Facebooks and also Ryan's meme page.
Yes.
facebook.com/swamp posting.
Houston Swamp Posting. We just hit 9 and 11 likes. So never forget.
You should do one of those banners that, like, congratulations, you have, like, so many followers, and just, like...
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Drea, thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Drea. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys this weekend. Good night, Space City.